From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is a shakeup at the top of the U.S. intelligence apparatus. President Obama is replacing his Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Dennis Blair. Blair said in a statement that he is resigning. And joining me now is NPR's Tom Gelton with the latest. Tom, what do we know about Admiral Blair's departure?
Robert, as you say, Admiral Blair put out a statement today. He said, "It is with deep regret that I inform the president today that I will step down as Director of National Intelligence, and that'll be effective next Friday." Let's focus on those words, "with deep regret." I don't think there's any question here that the White House wanted his resignation. Mm-hmm. There's been disagreement, dissatisfaction on both sides over what Admiral Blair's role as National Intelligence Director should be. I think the final push clearly did come from the White House. Interestingly, Robert, you know, Admiral Blair normally goes to the White House each morning to give the president his daily intelligence brief. Well, today the White House rescheduled that brief for the afternoon, and that briefing became the occasion for what one official told me was, quote, a significant conversation.
And what are the issues involved here?
It's basically this turf war. You know, the Director of National Intelligence position was created about 5 years ago, and the idea was that the director was to be the overall coordinator of intelligence in the U.S. government. But the CIA has continued to run most intelligence operations, and the lines of responsibility between the CIA and the DNI were never clear. There were tensions between the CIA director and the Director of National Intelligence even before Admiral Blair and Leon Panetta, the current CIA director, came along, but I've been told that the relations got much worse between Admiral Blair and Leon Panetta.
This is a post-9/11 job that was created. He was supposed to be the one who connected the dots.
And
there was a lot of criticism of the administration's handling of the Christmas Day bombing attempt and whether dots had been connected. Is this related to us?
It's absolutely related. You know, even one senior intelligence official told me that behind Admiral Blair, there's a lot of broken glass. I mean, clearly there was, an idea here that somebody dropped the ball, somebody would have to be held accountable. And, there was a report just this week from the Senate Intelligence Committee that made that point. And it seems that Admiral Blair is the one who's going to get this blame. We should have read the tea leaves here, Robert. James Jones, the president's national security advisor, just came back from a trip to Pakistan with Leon Panetta, the mm-hmm. CIA director. Admiral Blair was not invited on that trip, and we now know why.
So any names yet on who might replace Admiral Blair?
Well, a U.S. official tells us that we have been interviewing several strong candidates to be Blair's replacement. One thing that seems clear is it will not be Leon Panetta. He's very happy running the CIA, and I'm told that he would not want to be DNI. You know, the interesting thing—
It may be part of the problem here.
Well, the interesting thing, Robert, is that theoretically the DNI is the top intelligence official, and yet it seems to be a position that is very hard to fill for some reason, I think partly because the responsibility lines are not clear. There's a couple other names mm-hmm. out there. One of them is James Clapper, who's currently the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, but no decision has been made yet, Robert.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Thank you, Tom.
You bet, Robert.